Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RomReal presentation of the third quarter 2015 results. My name is Yaji, I'm the conference operator today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. If at any time during the call you need operator assistance, please press star zero and operator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today. Harris, please proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the RomReal third quarter 2015 results presentation. The Q2 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. This conference call will also be recorded and placed online on www.romreal.com. Please turn to page 3 of the presentation that was distributed together with the third quarter 2015 report yesterday following the closing of the market. This is a summary of highlights of the third quarter 2015 results. The net asset value was 0.46 euro or 4.5 Norwegian krona per share at the end of the third quarter 2015. Indicating a 1.2% decrease compared to the end of second quarter 2015. The company sold two more plots in Tatra Peninsula and closed a pre-sale agreement of an additional one. All concluded or pending asset sales are down on or above their carrying IFRS value. Net profit was 283,000 euros during the third quarter of 2015, compared to 31,000 euros during the third quarter of 2014. Operating cash flow for the quarter was minus 115,000 euros compared to a negative 112,000 euros in the same period last year. Due to further asset sales from Tatra Peninsula, net cash flow before financing was almost in balance during the quarter. Following the close of the quarter, the company has agreed with the bank to extend its loan by 1 year, and it expects to close the process during November-December. At the end of the quarter, we had a sad event, and this paragraph is a tribute to Mr. Kaisel Gilson, who was the previous CEO of the company that passed away on October the 25th. Mr. Phil Gibson has been the CEO for most of the company's history, and his efforts, loyalty and contribution was significant. In a release on the 20th of October, Mr. Adrian Christie was appointed as interim CEO. Mr. Christie has been RomReal's legal advisor since its formation in 2005. Would you please turn over to the next slide? The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value or NAV of the company under international financial reporting standards. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at 27,339,000 euro and reflects the value set in the latest end-of-the-year valuation by Knight Frank. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular the Oasis development. Inventories in the third quarter of 2015 are 2,300,000 euro. Cash in the company at the end of the first quarter is 1,031,000 euro. Other assets or liabilities are a negative 11,471,000 euro, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan, the balance of which currently stands at 11,585,000 euro, including the accrued interest. This gives a movement in the net asset value during the third quarter of minus 230,000 euro. It shows a decrease of 1.2% compared to the second quarter of the year. This is mainly the result of the divestment of the assets during the quarter. Please turn over to page 5 of the financial highlights. This is a table indicating the financial highlights of the first quarter results compared with the same quarter last year. The operating revenue during the third quarter 2015 was 139,000 euro compared to a total of 61,000 euro during the same quarter last year. The income relates to the sale of some of the land bank assets of about 79,000 euros and the rent received on some of the land bank assets awaiting development, around 59,000 euros. Total operating expenses amounted to 211,000 euros during the third quarter of 2015 compared to €202,000 during the same quarter last year. Out of these operating expenses, the payroll costs were €63,000. Adjustments for inventories are not considered. The total operating expenses of the company during the third quarter were around 7% higher than the ones in the same quarter of 2014. Out of the total operating expenses, the main cost items relate to general administration costs in connection with the running of the group. The other operating income or expense is driven by the derecognition of the carrying value related to the sold assets and the adjustment of the value to the investment property as a result of the effect of the foreign currency exchange rate before translating them into the functional currency of the group. During the third quarter, there were no changes to the euro values of the investment property. The net of other operating income and expense during the quarter amounted to a net loss of €512,000 compared to a net loss of €160,000 during the third quarter last year. The result before tax was a gain of €243,000 compared to a loss before tax of €2,000 during the same quarter last year. The interest expense includes the expense accrued for the period with the interest in respect to the Alpha Bank loan, the amount of €83,000. Foreign exchange result for the third quarter of 2015 was a loss of €940,000 compared to the net foreign exchange gain of €444,000 during the third quarter of 2014. During the quarter, the RON appreciated by 1.5% against the euro. The main items that generate foreign exchange differences are intercompany loans and the loan taken from Alpha Bank in the principal amount of 10.6 million plus its accrued interest today. The company's cash and cash equivalents position at the end of the third quarter 2015 was €1,031,000 compared to €303,000 at the end of the second quarter 2015, following the sale of the Svenska Handelsbanken bonds in September. Please turn to the next page. This is an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Constanza and with some plots in Bucharest. The management is proactively seeking to sell further properties and expects further disposals. Please turn to the next slide for the operational highlights related to the land bank. Rome Real sold an additional 3 properties on the Tatar Peninsula, bringing a total number of sold properties to 12 out of 15 total plots. One of the plots is pre-sold and expected to close during the first quarter of 2016. The conditional sale of 1,956 square meters of Balada Market for a net price of €537,900 as it was announced in July 10, 2015, is expected to close by the first quarter of 2016, if not earlier. The company has several ongoing processes to sell plots from the land bank. Two of the more promising processes involve the two Bucharest plots, Mori Lake and Alexandria plots. If you turn to the next slide, please. During the third quarter, the GDP increased by 3.6%. The economists expect GDP to come in around 3.5% for 2015, and they expect the growth to continue in 2016 with a 3.7% growth. As a result of reduced VAT rates for food and lower energy prices, inflation went into negative territory at minus 1.7% during December 2015, therefore significantly below the central bank's target of 1.5% to 3.5%. in 2014 and 2015. However, the core inflation rate continues to stay around 1.5%. The National Bank of Romania has recently and within November decided to maintain the policy interest rate at a historically low level of 1.75%. During the quarter, the Prime Minister Ponta was charged with corruption, and in November he resigned. A new technocrat Prime Minister, Mr. Dacian Cioloș, has already formed a new government. Please turn over to the next page. The real estate market in Romania recovers with strong transaction volume, increased construction spending, and higher prices. Construction work increased 10.5% over the first three quarters, and building permits for residential dwellings increased 8.3% during the third quarter, the highest quarterly increase in the country since 2009. Commercial transaction volumes follows the strong trend from 2014 with an active market. The transaction volume is expected to close around 800 million euro, a decrease from last year of 950 million euro. These numbers were provided by Colliers International. But the 2015 volume still represents a healthy transaction level. If you kindly turn to the next slide. This slide indicates the trend in apartment prices in Romania and Constanza. The attached graphs show that Romania and Constanza report some high increases. These figures are given by the largest Romanian online platform, Imobiliare.ro. Housing prices in Romania have increased 2% compared with September last year, whereas apartment prices in Constanza have increased 7.2% compared again to September last year. If you please turn over to page 12. On page 12, we can find a list of the top 20 shareholders of Romreal. The top 20 shareholders list is publicly available information and it has been printed here as a service to investors. Can you turn over, please? The purpose of this bar chart is to indicate the status between the company's IFRS reported NAV and its market capitalization on the Oslo Stock Exchange. And it is displayed here, mainly as additional information to investors. Over to the next slide, please. This is a summary to update investors on the status of the Alpha Bank loan. The secured loan of Alpha Bank has a nominal value of 10,549,000 euro and an accrued interest of 1,056,000 euro at the end of the third quarter 2015. The loan matures on November 27, 2015, which is actually today. The company has called the option to extend the loan 1 year, provided that the interest is paid up front. The company has the required liquidity. Alpha Bank and Romreal work to close the loan extension process within November-December. The loan was extended currently for 1 month for the procedures and documentation to be finalized. It's expected to be signed by mid-December. Please turn to the last page for an update on the company's outlook. This is a summary of the main focus areas going forward. Romreal expects that the recent positive development in the microeconomic environment will continue to a recovery in the real estate market within 2015 and 2016. In addition to sale of plots, the company seeks to add incremental value to the individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank, up to until a potential sale is completed. The company expects further asset disposals at satisfactory prices in the quarters to come. And this concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. We will also be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you all a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this meeting. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.